Hey everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has things to say that will be a blessing to help you go forward in this life. It doesn't matter what's wrong, God has a plan. Some people ask me, what is God's plan for my life? What am I here for? You're here because God loves you. And you have His potential because He made you in His image. Just do what God would do. Receive what God is saying and believe it and act on it. And I promise you, God will help you do all that's in His heart. It'll be amazing to you. Never put pressure on yourself to originate what you ought to be doing. God will give it to you. It'll be revealed. Today I want to talk about God's revelation to you. I know some things because I've seen it in others. I know some things because I trusted Jesus, what Jesus said in the Word. And I kind of casually agree with it, and I do it. But then there's revelation. That's when the Lord gives you the deep insight of what He said and what He meant. Revelation knowledge is greater than the knowledge you casually learn. Some people know things because they were taught by a good pastor, a good Sunday school teacher, a good prophet, a good teacher, or an outstanding evangelist that had revelation. And when people teach that have a personal revelation from the Lord, it's quite different than when somebody just pick up things of God, which both are good. You got it. Sometimes things are introduced to you. You see it in others. You believe what's been told to you, and you can act on it. That's wonderful. And then there's revelation. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation. I'm talking about when the Lord reveals something to you, just like He revealed the end times to John on the Isle of Patmos. And it was a revelation to John. And John is revealing it to us. But John knew the secrets of Revelation because the Lord told him to seal it. And Daniel too. Daniel knew the secrets of what was revealed to him in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel. And the Lord told him to seal it. Now, when the Lord teaches you something, you got a problem, you go to the Lord about it, and you ask Him questions, you ask for help. And then He teaches you things you need to know. You have revelation on the subject. Now, other people may not have revelation on the subject, so be patient. God gives the revelation to who He wants to. Usually, it's something that you sought the Lord about and you asked for. Nobody else may not have that revelation the way you do. And it takes time for people to get on board because what's revelation to you is a casual conversation to others. They don't see the depth of what's been told to you. Sometimes in order to receive revelation, you have to receive truth from the Lord. Revelation enables you to receive more revelation. Some revelations you don't receive until you receive. It comes in steps. You have to learn some things first in order to learn greater things later. Now, the Lord taught me how to love in the early part of 1987. And once I learned to love, I was just getting a hold on loving people the way God loves me. And then the enemy came to mess that up. Looking back on it, I know what he was doing. He tried to blindside me with temptation. And this was the, that was the time when Jimmy Swaggart fell and Jim Baker had trouble. And, you know, in those years, the enemy launched a campaign to take ministers down. Well, I was called to the ministry in those days. Excuse me. And so I sought the Lord about what to do and how to deal with things. But because he taught me how to love, when I cried out to ask him to teach me how to not be tempted, he used what I learned to teach me how to not be tempted. He taught me to love the same girls or women that was trying to tempt me. He taught me to love them like Jesus loved me. And I did. And I prayed for that. I wanted to love them. I didn't want to lust after anybody. But being tempted, he taught me to love them. And it worked. I found out that you can't love a person and lust after them at the same time. If you love a person, you're not going to do them wrong in no kind of way. Lust is the desire to use people for your own gain, and you don't care about what happened to them. Lust is the appetite of demons on people. And this was foreign. I didn't like it. I didn't want it. And it was set up to look like I couldn't win, to the point that I thought that I would fall with me. I didn't want to ever give in to that. I love Jesus and I love people. And I wasn't going back. And it was a challenge, but I defeated it through Christ, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And the Lord did strengthen me, and I won. And I'm glad I won, and I'll never go back to that trash. And I didn't fall then. I kept crying out to the Lord and asking for wisdom and guidance. I didn't try to tackle it by myself, which if I did, I would have failed. And then the enemy would have killed me. I suspected that the enemy was going to kill me if I failed for this foolishness. But that's not the reason I sought the Lord to stop the problem. I wanted to do things God's way. I wanted to do what God would do. I wanted to live the life that God had given me without interference. And I didn't want that interference in my life. So I prayed for what I desired, and he taught me to love people. I'm using this as an example. One revelation supports another. It puts you in a category to learn something you may not know. I've received other revelations. And then when I needed greater revelation, it came. Because when you learn one thing, it sets you up to learn greater things. It's important. You can do this. It's not hard. You have, as you go forward doing God's will, following him, learning him, as you go forward doing his word, the Lord has things to say and talk about. And as you love him, you go forward in life. And anytime you're in the love of God, it's easier to receive what God is saying. Other people, God has given them revelation, and I love to listen to people who receive revelation. I love to listen to Steve Quayle, because he has a revelation about the end times like no other I know. And Tom Horn, he has the same sort of revelation, but different. And it agrees with what Steve's revelation agrees with what God showed Tom Horn. Tom Horn's revelation is similar to what God showed Steve. And both of these are wonderful men of God, and I follow them. I listen to them. When I see their videos, I listen to them. I buy their books. These are men that do great research. They don't just tell you what they heard. They tell you facts. And they have visions and revelations about things of this hour. So I spend time to get a revelation. When you listen to people who have a revelation, it's different than just hearing somebody that's just teaching what they heard. They have Adam had frontline revelation from God. Never eat off this tree. The day you do, you should surely die. He told Eve. Eve was told not to touch the tree. And she believed it until she was tempted. When you give in to temptation, the Lord taught me something else about temptation. It takes a leaven of hatred to proceed and cross the line, to go against the boundaries that God has set. It takes hatred. Just a small amount of it takes a small amount of hatred to get to cross the line and do precisely what God said don't do. And through the temptation, she believed that she came to a point, she believed that if she ate off the tree, she wouldn't die, but she'll have wisdom. When the enemy lie to you, he gonna show you a good reason to do what he wants you to do. But there are strings attached. There's fine print. You know, fine print ought to be illegal. That shouldn't even be a thing. If I was a judge and if somebody brought a document and it had fine print, I'll throw it out. That should be illegal. That's not real justice. The fact that they put fine print there it shows you they were trying to deceive. It shouldn't be legal. And it's probably illegal to throw it out. But real justice would throw it out. I don't like fine print. I don't like no form of deception. I like what's right to be right and what's wrong to be wrong. If I did any kind of document, I would not let a lawyer put fine print on it. It's going to be the way it is, plain as day. What you see is what you get. I don't believe in deception. People have attempted to deceive me. It's not a good feeling. It's wrong. People have deceived me, but I don't do people that way. I don't believe in that. I want you to succeed and do well, and that's how God is. But that was fine print. You know, because God said don't do it, that's reason enough not to do it. But the serpent lied to Eve and said, nothing, you know, you're not going to surely die. The Lord knows that you'll be wise like him and your eyes will be open, which her eyes were open. But she also died when her husband ate off of it. He had the revelation. Now, this was deception. The woman was deceived. Adam couldn't be deceived because God point blank told him. He had revelation about that tree. And he ate off of it anyway. Listen to me. When you receive revelation, you know something other. You're held to a higher standard. When you have revelation and you still go against it, that's not good for you. Because the laws of sowing and reaping are in effect. If you choose evil after you know better, that's not good for you. So do what's right because it's right. Don't do what's wrong. Do what's right because it's right. Love God and do right. There's no wisdom or counsel against God. And there's no wisdom and counsel against you when you live according to God's word. So when you follow God, it enables other people to see and follow him. And it's good. But when people follow the way of the world, it's trouble, unnecessary trouble. The revelation of God gives you the greatest insight ever. And when you follow him, it's a blessing. Enjoy the revelation that God gives. It will sustain and build your life perfectly. In this life, you're going to have revelation personally from the Lord, and other people are going to have it.
And when I appreciate the revelation in others, because I saw what revelation did for my life as God gave me revelation. So my pastor, Pastor Jim the third and Pastor Jim the fourth, I love them. They've been a blessing. I get revelation all the time. They are men of revelation. Steve Quayle, that's a man of revelation. I love end time topics, and he knows all those things. It's Henry Groover, full of revelation. I love to listen to people of revelation, because when God reveals something to you, that's my language. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.